Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we have a special holiday coming up. It's really important that we honor folks that served in the military, and that day was Veterans Day. What's going on Veterans Day in your area?
Well, throughout the nation this weekend, communities will pay tribute to veterans with parades, ceremonies, and dedications. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice, which ended World War I on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. President Woodrow Wilson declared a national day to commemorate the armistice a year later in 1919, and that has become officially known as Veterans Day. So there will be ceremonies across the country this weekend, with Sunday being Veterans Day. And I have the honor of serving as the guest speaker for the Port Allegheny Veterans Dinner Saturday night. And in conjunction with that, we're also dedicating a bridge in Port Allegheny as the Port Allegheny Veterans Memorial Bridge on Route 155, just south of Port Allegheny. So it's certainly important to recognize and thank all of our veterans for their service to our great country.
And not to mention the bridge in Port Allegheny, the House also acted recently to rename a bridge in McKean County after a veteran who was recently killed in action.
I was honored to sponsor legislation to name a bridge on U.S. Route 219 in Lafayette Township after an airman who was killed in the line of duty in Iraq earlier this year. Staff Sergeant Carl Ennis was killed on March 15, 2018. In western Iraq when his helicopter crashed. He was just 31 years old. Staff Sergeant Ennis was serving his third tour of duty in Iraq when he made the ultimate sacrifice for us and our country. He bravely and honorably served our nation, and it's certainly fitting that we make this tribute to him. He served as a pararescueman in the Air Force. Act 161 of 2018 designates the bridge on U.S. Route 219 over the Kinzu Creek, also known as the Tally Ho Bridge in Lafayette Township, as the Staff Sergeant Carl Ennis Memorial Bridge. Although he resided in Florida, Staff Sergeant Ennis has generations of connections to the McKean County area. He spent a lot of time here, and his grandparents owned the Ennis Hotel in Westline, that's now known as the Westline Inn. And I was honored to introduce the legislation at the request of local veterans and with the strong support of the Lafayette Township supervisors.
Also, as the weather gets cold here, we have a program that's been set up to help people out who might need assistance with their heating and keeping their homes warm. What's going on here?
Well, this is a very important program called LIHEAP. It's the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And the program opened for applications on November 1st. It's a very important program to help folks with their home heating needs. This is a federally funded program, but administered by the state, and can help individuals and families with paying their heat bills through home heating energy assistance grants. They also provide crisis grants in the event of an emergency where a resident is in danger of losing his or her heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. There are income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP. The guidelines are set at 150% of the federal poverty level. For example, the income limit for an individual is $18,210. For a couple, the limit is $24,690. And for a family of four, it's $37,650. So very important program. The best way to apply is to contact the County Assistance Office in your county of residence. And if anyone needs any additional information, feel free to contact one of my district offices.
Also, as we come up on the end of the year here, there is an important program that helps many senior citizens out with their property taxes and rents. What's going on here, and what do they need to know if they need to apply for this program?
Well, this is the state's property tax rent rebate program, and it provides a rebate back on rent that's paid or property taxes that have been paid in the previous year. And the program is still open for the 2017 rebate. The deadline was extended until the end of the year, so there's still time to apply. And my district offices have the applications and will be glad to assist anyone in completing an application. And also, the program will open for 2018 rebates sometime around February, so we'll have those applications in February.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.